Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
On soft summer evenings, my father-in-law would sit on his dock and stare into the lake. I always wondered what he was thinking as the sky turned pink and the surface grew still. Now I know. He'd bought a lakefront cabin in the Berkshires after his wife died, and it became a refuge for the family. My wife and I would drive up from the city, arriving after dark to find a hot meal waiting for us. We'd spend lazy days swimming and reading, jolly nights around his table. My father-in-law taught me to water ski, never once smirking at my ineptness. Nor did he frown when we started bringing our friends. He'd have breakfast waiting every morning. After abusing his generosity for years, we bought a place of our own on a nearby lake. Before long, we too were running a bed and breakfast for family and friends. Like my father-in-law, we never really minded, especially when the beds began to fill with our own kids. Of course, any country getaway will draw a crowd, but there's something special about being on the water. Edith Wharton wrote about the magic of lakes, as did Thoreau, Hemingway, Bellow, Doctorow, and other great American authors. My favorite piece of freshwater writing is E.B. White's 1941 Harper's Magazine essay, Once More to the Lake. White spent boyhood summers at a lake in Maine. For the article, he revisits the place with his young son. White finds changes. The road's been paved, the boats have outboard motors, but otherwise he watches his son splash through the same joys of his own lakeside youth. I won't spoil the essay's scrotum-tightening last sentence. I'm being literal here. You can read this thing online. But with this summer almost gone, I've been thinking about White's conclusion. Our kids now live far away. Yet they keep coming back, once more, to the lake, this time with their friends, their kids, their friends' kids, and so on. We lay in wine and apple juice by the gallon. We own a navy of kayaks, more life jackets than the Titanic. Our deck railing drips with wet bathing suits. On a recent evening, I noticed one of my sons staring wistfully at the lake. I didn't have to ask what he was thinking. After a day of refilling glasses and baiting young anglers' hooks, I too like to spend a quiet moment contemplating the waters. I watch the setting sun light up the pines on the opposite shore. I see our neighbors, a pair of great blue herons, swoop low across the lake on their evening grocery run. Do they have guests this weekend? I marvel anew at the big white birch, its mirrored reflection sharpening as the water stills. And I think of death. My father-in-law watched his last sunset a decade ago. I've got a few more ahead of me, but someday they'll run out. The lake will still be there, as it has been for eons, drawing new generations to its cleansing, friendship-enhancing waters. And the first house my wife and I ever owned will remain beside it, full of kids and laughter and memories. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.